Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are there Reese's Pieces in the snack room in the machine? Because I'm going to go get some right now!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I want to try again to, and I reserve the right to completely flip on this, represent for the guy who will make any trade offer he can think of in fantasy football. Because, you know, so we were talking before and you're like, no. And this is how I feel too. Like you want to show some discretion. It's not a matter of just like, yeah, I'm not like this one guy. I told you there was a league I'm in where somebody got called out for consistently awful trade offers. And the guy, among other things, he said, I'm bored, you know, I'll just do it. And you don't have to say yes. You often hear that back. You don't have to say yes. I thought of a couple kinds of trade offers that can look bad, but don't have to be. And when I am working like this, I will especially if I know the person, or maybe especially if I don't, like I will try to explain myself in the process of making the offer. Like, so here is what I'm thinking, right? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, sometimes you might want to do or sometimes not. I guess that depends. It's all subjective. It depends on if the offer is good. You get a terrible offer, what you think is a terrible offer, and the person's like, here's why you should do this. You know, you want to just sort of throw something.
Right. Yeah, the fact that you need the preamble at all.
Well, I know. Right. That's a bad sign. That's a bad sign. If the offer comes with a message that tells me why this person thinks I should say yes, maybe... Most of
What's
the time.
What's it going to take to get you into this car?
But here are a couple examples of a trade. This happened to me. Both of these things happened to me today where I think it looks bad. Like in one case, I didn't even send it. So one quarterback league, three receivers, which is a lot of leagues, maybe even most. Mm-hmm. One quarterback, three receivers, and it's dynasty, so you have a lot of bench spots. You have a lot of depth. That's how a dynasty league will tend to work, where you have a lot, you know, backup quarterbacks are sometimes rostered. And so when it comes to waivers, like there's nothing. And I think that's kind of good because that brings out trades, which I think is good for a league. So I am looking for a quarterback, and I have receivers, and you don't. And so a good quarterback can be worth the same as like a wide receiver three.
Okay. Sure.
Because the wide receiver three will start for you and the quarterback won't because you have another one. Mm-hmm. If you have two good ones, you don't really need them both. It's a nice luxury, but you don't need them. So your team, like I'll go to an app and it'll say this, your team is better off with the wide receiver that you're going to laugh at me for offering in this trade for, well, Jalen Hurts, right? Like, if you have Hurts and Allen, what's Hurts' value to you? It's not huge.
Right. He's there for, well, for this week.
Yeah, right. You might only start him once. That's right.
That's the only reason he's there, probably, right?
Yeah. Right. But if I offer you Corey Davis for Jalen Hurts, what's your reaction?
I don't think that's absurd at all.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. But the other guy might. Like, don't you watch football? I would expect that answer sometimes from a trade offer like that.
Then that's his problem.
I know, that's right.
Right? Like, you know, if most people who know what's what, and like I barely know what's what, and that doesn't sound ridiculous to me at all. Like at all. Like nothing like that would you know, cause a future meeting of the board of directors of the league and say, like, this guy shouldn't be in it anymore. In fact, like, if the person who got that offer was really mad about it because, I don't know, he doesn't know what he's doing or she doesn't, whatever, and, like, sent out, like, the message board within the league or an email to everybody in the league and, like, can you believe this Shope? He offered me Corey Davis for Jalen Hurts. I would expect the other 10 people in the league mostly to go, dude, what's wrong with you? It's fine. There's nothing insulting about that offer. Whereas if you're talking about, you know, something ridiculously lopsided, then, you know, I would think most people would go, what are you trying to do? Like, why are you doing that? Like, I don't know. I don't find that offer insulting, but, you know, I'm not...
Of course,
you know, Joe Fantasy.
I mean, I like what you're saying. Of course, there's a range of opinions on that. One guy likes Corey Davis way more than the next guy.
Yeah.
You know, one guy thinks Jalen Hurts is a fantasy stud and will be for many years. The next guy thinks he'll be benched in a month. Like, so there always is some amount of subjectivity there. And if you're too worried about the other person's reaction, then you'll get nowhere. Like, you have to stand for something, you know, in these trades. Like,
yeah, that's not a trade to me you should feel any shame in suggesting.
Okay. So,
and I would like to make you feel shame, but that one doesn't meet the criteria.
I'm practically begging you to do that. But so quarterbacks, I think, can alter with sort of the common sense equilibrium, you know, a little bit. Like, what this really good quarterback for this ordinary wide receiver to the novice or somebody who just doesn't see the whole board, they can think like that's insulting, and it really isn't.
Well, because if you confuse real football with fantasy football, you'd go the quarterback is way more important than the receiver. But, you know, running backs are more important in fantasy than anything, really, it seems. Like, that doesn't make sense with real football either, right? So it's different. So that's where you can get messed up if you're sort of thinking about it from a pure, like, too much about just the quarterback position and football. And I say that from experience because it you know, I really, when I agreed to join this league with you guys and Paul 4 years ago, like, I didn't know that you don't draft quarterbacks right away. Like, quarterbacks are the most important guys, right? No, they're not, actually. Now that we have two, it's a little different in our league because you want to get a good one soon. So, you know, for example, Josh Allen went first overall in our league this year, and, you know, that might have been a little nutty or not that nutty at all.
So quarterbacks can mess this up a little bit, I think. And then bye weeks, too. And records. I have... Not as much as I'd like for it to be true, but just hypothetically. I have a strong team, and I don't have a lot of guys who are on bye in week 7. You have a weaker team, season's getting a little bit late for you, and you have bye week problems. You have CeeDee Lamb and Austin Eckler, right?
Yep.
So I will offer you a trade that in and of itself is definitely a win for me. But the circumstances affect it. The circumstances have changed. It's not just preseason, both guys 16 games or 17 games, you know. It's not situation neutral anymore. I'm on top.
Uh-huh.
And so I will offer you a lesser player for one of your bye week guys to see if you want to try and save your season.
Mm-hmm. It's kind nothing... of predatory, but
right.
I think that's real life. That's sports. That might be Kevin Adams' life right now. I mean, for real.
Which side of that is Kevin Adams right now?
Kevin Adams is the one sifting through, you know, offers that are nickels on the dime for Jack Eichel.
He's
vulnerable, you know, like I've got an asset that is diminished by injury, by his not wanting to play here, his huge salary, whatever. And so, you know, I'm going to try to steal him. And I think, again, that is also, it's not to me as okay as the other thing, but it's still, like, to me, whatever, love and war, you know, like you're competing. And really the person in the position you describe who's vulnerable might have to really consider it and might actually do it and might even like having the opportunity to do it because I'm trying to save my season.
I have to decide by 8 o'clock whether to start Kendall Hinton at quarterback or hope that I can get a trade done in the next 3 days with a league of people that I hardly know that don't seem always that responsive. I have 5 offers out today. I've heard nothing, not even like a message from anybody.
Oh, hi. Thanks. I'll look at this later. Yeah.
Not even anything. Yeah. And, you know, it might be a little awkward because a couple guys are like in the industry, but still, like, I don't really know them personally or anything. And I almost always avoid doing this. Post the message. I'm looking for a quarterback because I looked through it today. And so is Waldman, right? So are 3 other guys. Like 3 other guys are without a quarterback for this week. And if I announce that, maybe they get off their butts and get to my guy before I do. So I don't want everybody to know that, you know? I want to go, it takes a little bit more effort, but I want to go team by team and try to, you know, make a deal. But if I don't get anywhere by 8, I have to choose between starting Kendall Hinton, who is a receiver, but is designated at quarterback on this one site, and, you know, deal with whatever guff I get if he does anything. He might be good for 5 to 10 points in this game. Or, you know, not do that. Really, not just on principle, but take my chances with trying to get, like, to a Daniel Jones or somebody in a trade and then having him probably just for 1 week.
My advice to you as your friend and also the guy working on the radio with you, and I enjoy that those two things commingle, is considering the group that you are in here. You mentioned Waldman's name here. Don't start the receiver at quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, don't.
It's not worth it.
No.
Don't be that guy, right?
Don't be that guy with that group. Especially.
Okay, yeah.
Like, now, I don't know. Like, maybe Matt Waldman would do that if he had him because it's within the rules. Like, I don't know Matt that well. We've talked to him a few times.
He doesn't. You know, I would only be guessing, but I would guess that he wouldn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not a morality thing. It's, if it's allowed in fantasy, you should not worry about it. Yeah. You know, really, like, if it's allowed, which is the other question, too, like trade offers, where are the limits? But if it's allowed, then it shouldn't make you feel bad to do it. I think, at least in this context, I don't know if I want that up in my, on the wall in here or anything.
I think you want that to be true. And if I were in your situation, I might want that to be true, but I don't know that I would believe it.
Okay.
I'm just giving you some straight talk.
Yeah, no, it's
I just don't feel like I would. And, you know, this might be my own failing. I'd be worried too much about their approval. And I am too. And I know that, and that's why I'm telling you, that's why I said as your friend, I'm telling you this. Like, not just the guy on the radio trying to be jerky to you. Like, I know how you are, and I think it will bother you if you take whatever risk there is in having, you know, people who are really into that go, man, you see what Shope did? Like, man, like, I don't know. Look, it's not the best reason to not do something almost across the board. But in this case, I think it holds water.
Joe, care to comment? You have a team, too, I think, that doesn't have a quarterback yet for week 7.
and I will not be playing him because I can't get him, and that's the only reason why.
Hinton.
Yeah.
That's true.
I say do it. Point out the flaw in the site. That's what I would want to do.
There is the point that, like, his projection would be only, like, 6 points or something. Three catches for 30 yards or something like that. That even seems like a lot. But he's playing third receiver for Denver. So There is the argument that if I do keep grinding at it and I can trade for a real quarterback, then I should be looking at more like 20 points.
Yep.
And it isn't even about the principle of it. It can just be, let's just keep trying.
It's a better play. Yeah, it's a better play.
I'm willing to throw in. I feel like this is proper. I'm not asking anybody to make a neutral trade with me just to help me. I'm throwing in either a draft pick or another player, you know, for the privilege. Like, hey, this is my idea. I'm in a spot. I'll give you. That's why I said earlier I was trying to trade a safety. I offered one guy, Rayshon Jenkins, to make this kind of neutral quarterback trade with me. Here, what's the difference to you, right? So here, I just have to get one of these guys to actually look at their app today.
Right, right.
It's a game day. Come on, guys.
Yeah, they'll get there.
They
I
will.
Mean, you know, these people all have jobs, I assume. And so, you know, at some point they'll sit down with a Manhattan or an IPA and, like, you know, look at what's going on.
Look at this.
You know what? All right, let me talk to Mike. I think the fact that yes, could the guy go off somehow, like, right, catch 2 touchdowns or something, give you some crazy night? Sure. I mean, it could happen. But if the projection is so minimal and then you've got everything we've just talked about also in mind, I just don't think it's worth it.
Okay. Thanks for your advice.
Yeah, I dug in on that.
Yeah,
thank you for asking. I enjoyed that. It's maybe one of my favorite fantasy conversations ever.
Tonight, no Kareem Hunt, no Nick Chubb, probably no Odell Beckham. I don't think we know for sure. Jarvis Landry is back. No Baker Mayfield. Cleveland is really roughed up. It's supposed to be very windy. The hot player this week, or in the high stakes world at least, in fantasy football is the Browns running back, D'Ernest Johnson, who should get most of the work tonight. They do have another player, Felton, who they throw to, but I would guess Johnson gets most of the work tonight. What's that worth? That could be a smash. You know, he scores a couple times and breaks out, or that could just be a total dud and be another one of these backup guys you're crossing your fingers for, but they don't do anything. You don't know.
Yeah. I gotta ask you now. Like, I'm indulging you in all these queries. Cortland Sutton is, like, the guy for Denver, but you just mentioned the wind again. Like, I don't know. Like, I've got AJ Brown sitting over here
on the bench.
On my bench
against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Who else is in your lineup over AJ Brown?
DJ Moore, Cooper Kupp.
Joe, who sits?
Sutton, for sure. Bridgewater banged up, the wind, good
Brown
defense.
Is he okay, though?
He looked it. He was talking again about food poisoning.
You lost like 8 pounds or something.
But I would put him over DJ Moore. I love DJ Moore. I think I'd put AJ Brown. Cooper Kupp is probably one. And then I would say Brown 2 and Moore 3 and Sutton 4.
Ooh, okay. The projections have Moore and Sutton both more than Brown.
Where? So. ESPN?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's close. They're all good. You don't have a problem.
Yeah.
That might come down to
if I leave Sutton in and it's a hurricane going on in Cleveland and like they can't throw the ball at all.
Yeah, well, leave him out for that reason. And, you know, if he does well, you still have the other guys who should do well also. Right. Depends on sort of your attitude. And if you want to watch the game and get into Sutton, then put him in.
I'm a little worried about Brown, though. Like, he didn't practice today. Illness still.
Yeah.
Like, he missed practice yesterday. Like, is he going to play? I mean, I got to decide here in an hour and a half.
Yes.
Okay.
AJ Brown played through last year with bad knees. I mean, he's a guy that I would expect to be on the field almost, like, no matter what.
Okay.
That's how I felt about the Bills game, too. Like, if this guy, they put him on the injury report, but, like, he's really not, AJ Brown is really going to miss this game. Now it's Kansas City. Like, I don't know. I'm not worried about that, but if you wanted to sit him because your other guys are good too, go for it.
Yeah, I saw some stuff earlier this week about how Sutton was going to smash this week. But the weather was not a factor in what I read 2 days ago. You know,
they could have a problem blocking Cleveland, in which case you're going to be sort of living on the edge with Sutton. But he is definitely their number one guy.
Yeah.
All right, well, we will take a break. We talked a little bit about this game with Joe Ostrowski from BetQL, but also a hypothetical Bills-Ravens game and other trends and things, week six, week seven. So we'll have that conversation for you next. The Sabres play tomorrow night. And also we'll have Sam Monson on the show tomorrow, rescheduled from Tuesday. We moved him because the other things got moved, Eric Wood. And so Sam will be on with us tomorrow afternoon. Mike Schoppe and the Bulldog back after this on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.